Welcome to emails.podbean.com. Joined by my partner in crime, Miss
KB Mary.
And rolling up on us,
Jay Johnson.
Jay Johnson, I gotta tell you what just happened. All right? About a half hour ago before you got here. I'm here at the bar. And I start getting messages on Instagram from Rico. You understand that? Do you know who Rico is?
Who's Rico?
Let me tell you.
Not the fit.
He's a white guy in Toronto, Canada, that talks like he's Jamaican gangster. He's a Bati boy. And he's a rich kid, but he's homeless. And he's squatting in an abandoned building, him and like a commune of other guys. And they scrap metal for money. And then they take that money and they podcast. And they're rappers squatting in a building.
All they had to do is sell their story to Vice. I'm sure they can turn that into a 15-minute documentary.
What's weird is they got fucking great graphics. They do a good job.
That's what I'm saying. Get Vice or Complex, one of them motherfuckers on there. They always like the bullshit.
Now, Rico is...
Hey, dude, bro was trying to snap off like... Hey, do you remember Slim Baby Jesus, the little white?
Yeah.
He liked the Toronto version.
So this skinny white meth addict, he's a drug addict. He's broke. He's broke as fuck. And in his podcast, he's constantly like, hey, man's get a bong hit. Hey, man's get a drink. Are you going to finish that? And CEO caught this on the podcast, and he brought it to us with apologies to watch it. Hey, man's get a bong hit. Man's get a rip. And we teased him about being poor and always trying to borrow drugs from other people. He's furious. And last week he threatened to hit CEO. He said he's going to pistol whip him. KB walked in to me and him writing back and forth to each other on the IG.
On IG.
I should have sent you the screenshot so we could have read through them. We'll read them on the show. Apparently you can call people on Instagram. Like, you don't need someone's phone number anymore. You call on Facebook, Instagram. So he calls me. And that's where KB walks in. And he says he's going to murder me. He's coming out here. Send him my address.
If you can't afford your drugs,
if men's need a bong hit, how you going to get here pimping? But he's going to cut me. He's going to murder me. He wants to cut me up like spaghetti. He says 100% I'm going to get murked. So there's death threat. Now, I was smart enough to hit screen record while all this was happening. But a lot of these apps do a weird thing where they won't record the audio.
Let me ask you something. Did he, was he wearing a tank top in this video?
He was wearing no shirt. There was no shirt at all. Dirty, so, scratchy.
Yeah, that's full on delusion. That's full on delusion. Yeah, yeah. When you go shirtless in the video.
Can't get down the street, but you won't come to Chicago. You won't come see me.
Go find me some guests.
Fam. I told him I got people in Toronto. Give me the address.
Get across the border.
I challenged him to call into the show. So, Rico, if you're not a bitch, you'll call and talk to us.
What's your real name? His name is not Rico.
It's Rico and Little Blanco X.
Wait, what?
That's his other white homie, Little Blanco.
Little White? There's already a Little White.
Yeah. They just get whiter from him. He's the darkest person in the crew.
Little White down south. Like, Little White. He's a U.S. rapper. Like, you just,
white.
You just put it in a different language, but it means the same thing,
put it,
bro.
Put it north.
And if you look up, he has music. He wants to be Drake. So all of his stuff is auto-tuned, crying about feelings and how he's going to please a woman. I'm going to kiss you and lick the tears off your face and showers and roses.
He the type to like the new Justin Bieber album.
But you don't kill me, fam.
As soon as he gets a place to stay.
He probably play hockey.
Can't afford the skates. It's sneaker hockey.
He plays tree hockey.
Street hockey.
Yeah, they're using sticks and a rubber ball. Tree branches. So before that, yesterday I released episode 2 or part 2 of the With Apologies cartoon. And it's called Ian Has a Black Guy in Him.
Yeah. And it got booted.
I got strikes on 2 accounts. I'm banned from YouTube for a week on 2 accounts. I had to use a third burner account to upload the Rico tape. Philip Wave will not be around for a week. I got the video on Facebook. I've submitted it to World Star. We're going to try and keep the video alive. I'm sure people are going to react, do reaction videos to it and not get strikes. Pop Vulture will probably play it on his channel. Yeah, I can't believe that. I thought it was so random. I was like, it has to just be an AI bot. Like, I can't imagine somebody flagged it.
Yeah.
Because then when I got struck on my second channel, I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Why this of all the stuff on there?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is not even close to the...
The audio of that is on the previous episode, along with a whole bunch of other crazy shit.
Yeah.
But the thing to do is not to beg and plead with YouTube.
Right.
I'm not fighting with them.
Yeah.
We'll subvert the system. I'll make a censored version. It's going to sound 1,000 times worse.
Yeah.
You're going to fill it in with your own swears and cusses. Yeah, we're just going to have to start teasing YouTube and seeing how far we can push the limit and then play around the boundaries. We're going to dance all over it. Don't make me go to Vimeo. Did you know my team now has videos on Pornhub? We have explicit videos.
Y'all don't go in there, man.
We had explicit videos that we could not have on YouTube. So now we have a channel. So search RDA on Pornhub and you can see Helen DeKeller naked doing stuff. Last thing I wanted to talk about, I meant to say this last week. I got Lil Wayne's album, Funeral. Music to Funeral 2. Eminem said Music to Die 2, and then Lil Wayne threw the Funeral. I like Lil Wayne, creative wordplay and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that when I listened to it, it was depressing. I was getting depressed listening to it. I
haven't listened to it.
Well, get your razor blades and your bathtub ready.
You exaggerate so hard. This dude.
I don't know if it's even necessarily what he's talking about, but there's just a vibe to it where I would feel depressed after listening to it. I remember Kanye.
I feel depressed when I see his 4 dreadlocks, bro. they.
You saw that meme? He got 3 dreadlocks, 4 kinks, a cornrow, 2 banana peel backs. This is how the Lil Wayne's hair.
And he is a legendary dude right there, but man.
He's so tiny. He had a picture on YouTube today. It was him standing next to a regular sized girl.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, "She my little boo." She was twice his size. He's a tiny China doll of a man.
Yeah, he's tiny.
So I was remembering Kanye West talking about you know, part of his whole Jesus epiphany was someone sitting down talking to him about music and what notes are uplifting and what notes are meant to lead you into sin and lives of crime and corruption and the soul and all that shit. And he said he's only using positive tones now. So I went out, I was listening to my Kanye Jesus album.
Mm-hmm.
And I was feeling better. All right, I was like, this is great. So I went and I bought his gospel album.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, it works wonders. Alright, I have listened to this album more goddamn times. I don't particularly care for gospel,
mm-hmm.
but I feel great after I listen to it.
That's the whole point of it.
So you guys are going to be hearing some Kanye West gospel album on the back end of this podcast. It's not your thing, just listen to it. Just see if you don't feel better
mm-hmm.
by the time the tape cuts.
If they could make Black Church just the choir for 20 minutes...
Perfect. Gospel choir is fucking amazing. It should be utilized more.
Yeah. That's when you really want to stun on motherfuckers, at war shows, and you bring out the gospel choir, they're like, it's about to go down. It's about to go down.
Have you seen them do bells? Have
you
seen
your Yolanda Adams up there?
Boom, 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 boom.
He got tenors and sopranos and altos.
Anything else going on in the world of comedy or whatever the fuck?
Bro, that was just such a clusterfuck of a whole bunch of different shit. I'm out here. Just follow me on Instagram. K-Marion Comedy. Check out the Happy Corner podcast.
Oh, wait. I have to ask you. I tried calling into the Happy Corner. I called the Thought Line.
Yeah, we know.
Did you guys listen to the message?
Yes, actually. And I'm clipping that. To put up. And it
did
was
you play, did you play it on the show?
Yes, we did.
I felt absolutely. Bad about the pedal remark, but I was on my feet.
We played it twice.
All right, that's wonderful.
And we died laughing. We were like, that's hysterical.
Guys, I called in as another comedian, and you'll have to listen to the Happy Corner to hear my inside baseball prank.
But it was funny as shit. I did clip up that section, so I got to release that. I got clipped up. It's funny as episode. It was fun.
Happy Corner Podcast.
Yes.
With apologies, we're up to mischief.
As always.
Death threats. Rico, coming to get me. Bum, bum, bum.
If you don't know this next guy, you will. Please give up nice loud for Ian Ellis, everyone. Woo!
You ready for adult conversations? My wife hates herself. She is so mean. Can't stand this bitch. Every day she's trash, she's garbage, she knocks stuff over, ugly, so mean to this bitch. It's hard loving someone that hates themselves, because it feels like I'm playing for a rival team. Both of us liking you is supposed to be the easiest part of our relationship. All this shit goes sideways, at least we both like you, right? So are we tied these boats together? Both of us liking me is a huge part of why I'm into this relationship. I'm great. Glad you agree. Why don't you love you? It's bad programming. Came from a mother. That evil shit in her head, that poison. There's no treatment for that. Can't just have her lobotomized into being all right with herself. So I gotta just browbeat her with love. So every day I treat this bitch like I'm Mr. Rogers. She comes in a huffing and a puffing, and I'm like, it's you I like. It's you. It's not the things you do. It's not the toys you have. It's you. That's enough. I like it. I'm a fan. You guys ready for that level of intimacy?
Yeah.
Can I see God in you? Stand naked before me. Let me see everything that you ever is or was and all that bad shit. Let me see how ugly you are. Tell you it's great. I like it. I'm a fan. You're great just the way you are. Sometimes my wife will text me about what a piece of shit my wife is. And I'm like, I love how feisty and energetic you are. I know a girl that could use an advocate. Can you take all that energy and passion and stand up for yourself? This bitch is great! I love all of you. Have you ever heard of Rico?
No.
He's a rapper from Toronto that has sworn to murder me. He'll kill me dead. He face called me on Instagram. They don't need your phone number anymore. They'll call you on anything. Call you on a Facebook, call you on a Gmail, Google Hangout. Anybody can just fucking call you at any time with the whole face. Hey, I'm here. Ready to deal with me? Call me and say he's going to murder me. All kinds of dead. Stab me up and make my belly into spaghetti. Not a joke, he's gonna kill me. Treat him the same way I treat my wife. I just love the fuck out of that dumb little boy. It's you I like. It's not the things you do. You keep flirting with me, you better come get these kisses. Ready for that, Rico? Ready for a man to earnestly speak about how important and wonderful you are? I like you, Rico. I like you just the way you are. He's ashamed of being naked in front of me. Feels like he has to kill me dead to protect himself. Stupid. Can you imagine having that much ego? He's a hardcore rapper. Did you know that? He raps like Drake. Can't take teasing. What happens when Billboard doesn't like you? If you can't deal with me, you're not ready for the industry. Because I like you. They're just pimping you for money. All right. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Guys, give it up for Ian Ellis. Follow him on the Ian Ellis podcast. Just Google Ian Ellis. You'll find that fucker. Guys, get this room nice and loud for your next comic. Give it up for Miss Shannon, everyone.
Yay! What are some of the mean things that you've said to your boyfriend, even though he's doing his best?
If they have like a dream or something, you know, like try to insult that to kind of like get them down, I guess.
Just tell him like you're nobody, your rap career is not going to work out. What's the ultimate goal, just to keep him in like a constant state of like depression?
I guess kind of like make them doubt themselves about like who they are as a person and like their own personalities and stuff like that, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. That's great. We'll watch out for that.
Well, it's a Saturday in July, 1992. It's gotta be like 3 o'clock or some shit. I hate everybody. And the more I think about it, the more I hate them. And it's just people, man. It's the fucking people. I mean, I looked in the mirror and I said, that looks cool, man. You look like a ugly motherfucker. Like a skinny little weirdo. How can I walk around town the way I am, knowing that I know who I am, and you people looking at me like I don't know who the fuck I am? That I expect all of you to realize who I am. And that's me being unreasonable. I don't like to let people make me make the decisions by looking at them and saying, I think they're saying this. But to give me this attitude like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, bugs the shit out of me, man. You know? I keep moving and moving and trying to stay a step ahead of people, even if it's a step ahead in a direction that no one's gonna go. You know? Not because they're frightened, but because no one's gonna go that way. You know, I mean, there's a lot of directions when you move forward to go. But I can't stand it. I'm so fucking picky. That's the way I am with my music. My shit comes in, and I'm like, yeah, man, that's a nasty song. And now it's like, all right, it's done. In a sense of like, man, when I first did it, it sounded cool. I know it sounds cool, and I know that if I play it for people, they go, holy shit, that's a nasty song, man. It sounds like fucking on steroids and shit. But it's not that. It's the fact that I hear these new things every time I fucking do something. You know? And then I lay them down, and there they are, and then I move on. And it's so fucking hard when you gotta be the fucking everything at once. I mean, do anything, motherfucker, and get this shit out. 92, how long have you been doing this shit? You've been doing the shit you've been doing for a year. And man, you got some nasty shit, let me tell you. You've always had shit coming at you. That was never a problem. The problem was being able to associate it with yourself. Now you know what you are. Next thing you do is to make everybody else know who you are, motherfucker. You put things together that don't go together. That's what it's all about. Creating is putting things together that don't go together, and you make something else. Because it's all about progress, motherfucker. I am progress. Get off your fucking lazy ass and make something better than I made. That's the thing. It's mostly, no, that's not me that I'm so worried about. It's not, I'm not worried about who I am more than I'm worried about who I'm not. And I mean, you know, maybe I look like a fucking idiot, but maybe it's not the next thing. I'm not saying that I'm trying to get hip on the hip thing. It's not a matter of fate, it's a matter of choice. I mean, that's one thing I got. I think I will never lose that. I may not always be Angry Boy. My music may not always be hard-edged, or soft-edged, or weird, or not weird, or straightforward, you know? But the one thing I will have, not to sound fucking hokey, his definite fucking complainable sense of humor. Definitely different, I'll give you that. And besides all that bullshit, because I know what I'm doing. Nobody ever trusted that I knew what I was doing. Ever since the beginning of fucking time, nobody thinks I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. If you don't do your homework, you're gonna fail. Do you know that? What do you think? What do you fucking think? If you don't go to college, you're not gonna get a good job. You're not gonna be able to. You're not gonna get a great education. No one's gonna hire you. No shit. I know this. I know what goes on, and I've made my choices. And it's frustrating to look at this world and say, "Hey, look, you fucking assholes. I'm just being me, motherfucker, and I gotta tell you how I am." It's like, oh man, I could go on for days and days on this shit. I'm not gonna go on that. I'm still fucking pissed at this shit. Well, I don't.
Your daddy. Bro.
Give a shit. So that's the end of that.